Hi everyone, it's Sandy Cruz from Sandy K Nutrition, health and lifestyle queen, and I'm here to show you that balanced living works. This is especially for all you ladies over 40. We will cover a range of exciting topics with many special guests, and I really look forward to this season. Bye for now. Hi everyone, welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, health and lifestyle queen. Today I am going to not speak too much in advance because this podcast is going to be so informative, much more informative than what I'm rambling on about right now. But what I am going to tell you is how I was brought to Dr. Amber, who is my guest today. Dr. Amber is going to talk about women's health and how peptides can really help women age well. And I was brought to her and I was made aware of peptides from a colleague of mine and a friend. Her name is Natalie Nidham. And I did do a podcast with her about aging well. And she actually introduced me to peptides. She's done some certification with the American Association for Aging, A4M. And she is very well known in the peptide world. I am going to link her here as well. But I went and had a consultation with Dr. Amber, who is a naturopath doctor in the US, who is very well known in the peptide circles. And I did a consult with her. And I talked to her about my own personal health goals. I talked to her about my challenges that I'm having. And yes, even as a nutritionist, I'm not perfect. I don't always eat perfect. I don't always exercise perfect. And even when I do, it doesn't mean that my health is going to be perfect all the time. And this is when I turn to other solutions that are other than supplements and food and lifestyle. Because all of you know who follow me, by the way, go follow me on Instagram at Sandy K Nutrition and Facebook, Sandy K Nutrition. I have a page there. I also have a private group. It is Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. You can answer a few questions if you're a woman over 40 and you can belong to my private group. But back as I was saying, sometimes when we do all the things, it's just not enough. So I am going to say this before the interview with Dr. Amber. If you want to eat like shit, if you want to drink a ton of booze and smoke your face off and do all of those things and think peptides are going to cure all your problems, I'm going to say, you know, maybe you shouldn't even listen to this podcast because I am all about balanced living. I will never say, don't have a drink. I will never say, don't get a little tipsy once in a while with your girlfriends. I will never say, don't have fun. But what I will say is when the scale is tipped too far on one side of absolutely anything you do, that's when you can run into potential issues. So if you're a person who generally eats well, I use the 80-20 rule for that. You eat well, you sleep well, you drink in moderation, you do your things that are healthy for the body, the mind, the soul, you exercise, you move your body. Peptides are seriously the thing you would want to consider. I'm also going to tell you in advance, this is in no way medical advice, and see your own medical or naturopath doctor or practitioner or whoever you see for actual medical advice. This is for educational purposes. And now I will cut on through to this amazing interview with Dr. Amber. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. Today I have Dr. Amber with me, and Dr. Amber is actually here to talk not just about women's health, but how peptides can help women age better. And what really, really drew me to Dr. Amber was her initial mission statement, and it's this: my mission is to help you regain your health so that you experience life in a totally new way. And this really hit me hard because I talk to so many women who are over 40 who are really not experiencing life the way that they should be. And so, welcome, Dr. Amber. I am so happy to have you on my show today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. We recently connected and it's been just so much fun going back and forth and talking about all these new therapies.
Yes, I love it. So maybe, Dr. Amber, you can talk to me just a little bit about your experience and what really brought you into this. You know, I'm going to say this is cutting edge therapy and not many naturopath doctors are doing this. So tell me more.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I can go a little bit back into my backstory of why I'm in medicine and how I found peptide therapy myself. So I was originally studying pre-med and going to become an MD, and I really heard about this program called naturopathic medicine when I was about to apply to medical schools. And, you know, the experience that I had job shadowing a lot of practitioners in a conventional setting was that the doctors were, you know, there for the right reasons and helping their patients, but they were stuck in a system, an insurance-based model that required these short 15-minute visits, and there was very few therapeutics. A lot of times somebody would come in on six medications and then left on a seventh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being a really young woman, thinking about this being my reality in the future for the next 40 to 50 years of my work life, I was thinking, man, I want to do something where I really see my patients regenerate their health. And when I heard about naturopathic medicine, I thought, this is really what I had in my mind in terms of helping patients regenerate and live a totally different life. And so that's where that quote really came from, so much of my experience and journey that brought me here. But peptide therapy is one of the, it is a novel therapy. You can get trained as a practitioner. There are still few practitioners that are trained in the dosing and the protocols and how to use it and all of the potential medical indications for using peptides. But I found peptide therapy actually when I was very ill, through the course of 11 years of education. I had adrenal fatigue, I had gut issues, was eating on the go, 12-hour days and clinicals, and towards the end of med school, I was actually pretty ill. Brain fog, which is really, really a scary thing when you're a woman and your livelihood relies on your brain function. And I wasn't sure if it was hormonal. There was just a lot of symptoms that I had. One of them was an all-over itchy, like I had eczema as a kid, but it came back with a vengeance.
Oh.
Very itchy skin, a lot of gut issues, and really was looking for options for myself. Like, how can I figure out how to resolve this? And ultimately, I had a candida gut infection and a lot of immune dysregulation underlying that from many years of chronic stress. And we know the link between stress and immune dysfunction or poor signaling of the immune system, which can set women up for autoimmunity. And I really found peptides as a solution to my own health problem. So I use a specific peptide called LL37, which is essentially called a cathelicidin. It's like the immune surveillance in the gut. and I had tested my gut secretory IgA, which is the level of how your immune system is working in the gut. That was very low, and so I used a very specific peptide to help with that. I used another peptide called thymosin alpha 1, which we can talk more about.
Okay.
And how that one works. But I used that one. It's an immune regulating peptide. And then I also use something called LDN or low-dose naltrexone. But peptides, I did a bunch of gut protocols. I had changed my diet. I cut out all the fermented foods, anything with sugar, and I didn't see resolution for months on end until I brought in the peptide therapy options.
Right.
And that was the game changer. And my health recovered. I think, you know, since then I've had no issues. I had a ton of food intolerances. I couldn't handle all these vegetables and garbanzo beans, and I just was reacting to everything, fragrances, anything that had a scent. I was extremely immune dysregulated, and so peptides really changed my life, and so that's why I love talking about it and how it can help women. It's very it is a novel treatment.
Yes. Okay, I love that. I love what you're saying, because even for myself, when I'm dealing, and I shouldn't say dealing with, when I'm working with clients, sometimes when, for me it's clients, for you it's patients, but sometimes when a client comes to me, everything's kind of broken down, and they're not, technically, they don't have any kind of a disease, they don't have anything, but they go to their doctors and they can't get the help that they need. And then they go to the natural health food store and they say, oh, okay, well, let's see what they have on the counter here. And, oh, okay, I'm going to do this candida cleanse. And then they do that, and then that doesn't help. And this is where a practitioner comes into play. Now, peptides is something that's different. I know that in Ontario, in Toronto, I don't know many naturopath doctors that can do and work with peptides. And I reached out to you because you seem to know a whole lot about them. So maybe you can actually initially just describe, how do they actually work in the body?
Yes, absolutely. So where a lot of your listeners might have heard about peptides before is probably in their collagen peptide supplement, the powder that they might have in their cupboard.
Yeah.
Or in a skincare product. Sometimes they'll list on the label collagen peptides or peptides, copper peptides will be in some skincare products. So when you think about a peptide, what I think about is a chain of amino acids. And essentially, amino acids, different combinations of amino acids send a different signal to the body. So peptides, they're signaling molecules in our body. And this is why food is medicine. So if you eat, a piece of chicken for lunch, your body will break down that protein in its whole state into peptides, which are just chains, or you think about a train of amino acids. And those amino acids and that peptide will signal the body in any sort of specific function that we want. So we can boost growth hormone levels, we can signal hair follicles to regrow, we can do all sorts of things in the body. But essentially the way that peptides work is through signaling.
Okay.
And yeah.
So, but there's a difference between, because everybody knows protein is so important to the diet, and the amino acids are important to the building blocks for everything in the diet. But it's different from eating a piece of chicken because it's easier to absorb and then get that signal. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. So these are not the same as exactly what you'd be eating in your food. For example, we can talk about thymosin alpha 1. So that's a peptide that is made in your thymus gland.
Mm-hmm.
We have two of them, thymosin alpha 1 and thymosin beta 4, thymosin beta. And so those two, we can't necessarily replete the hours through diet alone. Diet will not improve those levels. However, peptides are just chains of amino acids, very specific combinations that signal the body to improve its own function.
Right.
And that's where they fit into natural medicine, is that they help the body to do better at what it knows how to do, but hasn't been doing as effectively. And the perfect example of that is really the thymus gland for women. It involutes, or because it shrinks to about a sixth of the size by the time we're 60, and that thymus gland regulates our immune system when we're young, and it's one of the reasons why we think autoimmunity increases in women after the age of 30, is because that those thymus peptides, thymus and alpha, thymus and beta, decrease substantially in women.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. Okay, so there's been a ton of research with peptides and the effectiveness, and I'm sure that you know all of the stats for that. But in terms of safety, because I've done a little bit of research and reading myself on peptides, because I'm always, without a thyroid, I'm always afraid to take something if I'm not sure how is it going to affect my medications, because I totally rely on thyroid medications without a thyroid. So I like the fact that you and I, we had a really good discussion on my health goals and what I was trying to achieve. But then we talked about safety for me. So are there any general contraindications for peptides?
For peptide therapy as a whole, generally no. It's
okay.
Really based on the specific peptide. So when we're evaluating, and this is done very individualized in terms of, you know, what supplements, medications, other health conditions is this individual dealing with. It's very specific. There's overall, I will say that peptides are extremely well tolerated and have very low side effect profile. There are specific peptides that have some contraindications. For example, melanotan is one peptide that we use. I use it in mycotoxin patients or patients with Lyme disease to help re-regulate the immune system. But that one we don't use in anybody with a history of melanoma or skin cancer. It can darken the pigmentation of some freckles and moles.
Okay.
Overall, it's really, when we dose it really slowly, it's never been shown to cause any sort of skin cancer or melanoma, but it is a contraindication for someone with that. Generally, a lot of the peptides, with the exclusion of thymus and alpha-1, and maybe even LL37. We don't use certain peptides in patients with cancer, a woman who's breastfeeding, or a woman who's pregnant. But that's pretty much across the board for supplements, medications, and peptides. We just generally, in those populations, it's contraindicated across the board. So most people, I would say, 99% of people respond really well to peptide therapies because they work in accordance, in alignment with the way that the body knows how to signal. So your body recognizes when we administer or inject thymus and alpha, your body says, hey, I know this. We're going to improve the signaling of this immune peptide. And it's not metabolized through the kidneys and liver in the same way that a pharmaceutical drug is. So oftentimes when we put somebody on any sort of medication, we have to check their kidney and their liver function to make sure that they can handle that, especially if it's a stronger med. But with peptides, we don't worry about, when we think about drug-herb interactions, that's happening in those detox organs or inhibiting certain enzymes. And peptides just simply aren't detoxed on that same pathway. So they're way more tolerated, and there's way less side effects because of the way that they work in the body. They don't work like a pharmaceutical drug per se.
Okay, because the body recognizes it, right? So, maybe you could tell me a little bit about, because, you know, I'm actually super, super fascinated with peptides, because from after reading Dr. Seed's book, I read it, you know, very loosely. I didn't read it from cover to cover, but I was reading about some of the peptides. I mean, there's peptides for men's hair loss. There's peptides for weight loss. There's peptides that are anti-aging. There's like, I'm like, oh my God, like which one? Like, give me all the things. So I guess we'll start with, you know, talk to me about aging and skin. I mean, there's collagen, which I'd say 99% of the people who listen to this podcast know what that is. But then there's other peptides that help to, what, slow down or reverse aging? Like, what do they do exactly for aging?
Yeah, so we can talk about some of the necessary components, nutrients, things that we need to make collagen in the body. Vitamin C is a really important one. So there's something called copper. And copper is a micronutrient, really not found in high amounts in most foods. Although there are trace amounts that we can get. So there is a peptide that's called GHKCU.
Okay.
And CU stands for copper. The GHK stands for three different amino acids, so it's what we call a tripeptide, three amino acids bound to a copper. And there is research on how this can be really, really important in healthy aging, having enough copper. And when we introduced this peptide, some of the research benefits, we actually found this when we were researching wound healing. So I love using this in any sort of post-surgery protocol where we have an incision and we're trying to heal that skin, that wound.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I have a couple clients who are mountain bikers, or they're always active outside, and, you know, inevitably they'll get scraped up or break a wrist or something every couple months. And so this is an awesome one for wound healing, tissue regeneration. We use it for hair regrowth in men and women. It increases collagen, so copper is needed to make collagen in the skin. As we age, we decrease that healthy cross-linking of collagen, so we can improve that. It also increases what we call glycosaminoglycans, or GAGs, which are really important for creating that supple skin as we age as well. And it can improve blood flow, what we call angiogenesis, to that skin tissue. It also can protect DNA, which is really, really powerful. So it can activate some of those DNA repair genes, this peptide. And if you think about, you know, Sandy, why we age is because our cells are breaking down faster than they can repair, right?
Yes, yeah.
So when we add in things that help speed that repair process, we can, you know, slow down the aging process. We can't stop necessarily the process of degenerating tissue, but we can speed up the repair of that tissue.
Absolutely.
So a lot of peptides, like the GHKCU, will work on what we call stem cells, and that's kind of all the rage right now, thinking about stem cells are those regenerating parts of our tissue. And lots of stem cell injections and discussion around stem cells. Oftentimes, we can use peptides to help improve our body's own use and repair with stem cells.
Yes, I've actually done that myself. Just I had an Achilles tendonitis injury that was years, and then I used, I guess it's PRP therapy, and
yes, PRP.
It took 6 months, but it certainly worked. And so I find that, you know, when you allow the body to do the repairing itself, like just give it a little boost and help it out, I just think that's amazing. Now, what about zombie cells? Like, as we get older, I heard that term and I'm like, I have to ask Dr. Amber about this, because as we age, we have more of these zombie cells. Is that correct? Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, that's actually a idea or something that I learned from Dr. Seitz, who wrote this phenomenal book on peptides. And essentially what can happen is that, you know, we have trillions of cells in our body, right? And all of those cells need to be functioning at 100% every day in order to be, you know, generating energy, producing ATP, mitochondrial function, protecting the cell from damage. We're, you know, constantly experiencing stressors, environmental toxicants, fluoride, all of these different things, heavy metals. And if our cells are not able to protect themselves from those environmental or even certain hormones and signals in the body, are constantly taxing the cell. Our cells metabolizing all day long. And so what can happen is the signaling can go awry, where the perfect example that's really relevant to women's health is cortisol, which is that stress hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And so cortisol in short bursts, when we need to when we're in a fight or flight state for a couple seconds in a short period of time, it can be anti-inflammatory and protective to the body.
Yes.
When cortisol is produced systemically over a long period of time, months, years, and that can happen due to a mere thought, right?
Yeah.
For constantly living in the past or reliving a negative situation in our minds, what can happen in the cell is that we can start signaling more of these pro-inflammatory cytokines, which will put the cell into a battle and protect mode versus a healthy energy producing cell. And so when we talk about zombie cells, it's kind of like a misbehaving child, where when one child misbehaves, one cell, one zombie cell, starts doing that, the others will start to misbehave as well. And so we see that happen in tissues, where one cell is in kind of that battle protect mode, producing a lot of inflammatory signaling, and then the cells around it will start doing the same, follow suit. And that's where we can develop, you know, looking at what's happening in the cell, that's happening in the tissue, and then happening in the organ, and then resulting in a diagnosis, symptoms that result in a diagnosis. So really looking at correcting the cell, what we call the cell physiology, or how the cell is functioning. And that's where peptides shine.
Right.
A lot of times when we will use something like a pharmaceutical drug, they'll block certain pathways, or they might help a certain pathway, but they end up causing other side effects due to kind of overlapping pathways that they address, right? Most pharmaceutical medications have a list of side effects. And oftentimes work through suppressing the cell function, where I like to think about peptides as improving the cell functioning, improving the signaling. If we're in an autoimmune state, we're improving the signaling of the regulation. We're regulating what's happening in the signaling.
Okay.
The immune cells. So, yeah, it's really about we don't want our cells to turn into zombie cells. We want to.
Right.
We want to have them happy, healthy, you know, producing energy in our mitochondria every day for our brain and our muscles. That's the original healthy state of the cell.
100%. I mean, and one of the things that these peptides can help with is that mitochondria. So the mitochondria, that's like the energy factory inside each of your cells, correct?
Yes. Exactly, yeah. So we talk about that as where the ATP, or you can think about ATP in the mitochondria as almost like a battery, right? Humans are kind of like batteries.
Yes.
So we need to recharge them, and then we produce energy every day. So, we need that mitochondria to constantly be producing ATP. And the other thing that mitochondria do is they protect our DNA from damage. So you think about, if the mitochondria quit working in a lot of cells, so we got many cells that turn into zombie cells, and they're in battle and protect mode, that can, really result in some of these more chronic conditions that we see resulting over time.
Very interesting.
Yeah. In nature, cognitive decline. We think about a lot of these conditions like ALS and MS, what's happening in the muscle tissue and in the nervous tissue where most of the mitochondria are found, a really high concentration of tissue. So protecting the mitochondria is just paramount when we think about aging well and helping support energy levels with age.
Exactly. Okay, let's talk weight loss. I mean,
yes.
What person doesn't want to hear about weight loss when they're in midlife? Because, I know I have my own challenges without a thyroid. I'm constantly trying different things. And so how do peptides help? Because I know I've read there are quite a few, and there are some things that I've read about stacking different peptides to have a better effect. So maybe tell me a little bit about how these weight loss peptides work.
Yeah. So there's a couple of them that I like to use very specifically when we're addressing women's health and concerns about body composition, and it becomes increasingly harder to, burn fat and keep healthy muscle as we age as women, right?
Mm-hmm.
More of a concern. So there are some very specific ones. I like to use this combination peptide called CJC1295 and ibromorelin. And those are just complex biochemical names for two different peptides that will improve your body's own natural synthesis of growth hormone. And so we know that growth hormone is produced in high levels when you're 18, maybe 15, 16, 17, 18, you can stay up all night and you can be fine the next day, you recover well, your wounds heal wonderful, you have this beautiful glowing skin. Growth hormone helps us build muscle, healthy lean mass, to protect bone. It's really a protective hormone in that sense.
Right.
And so we can use peptides to improve what our body produces. We know that as you age, as you get closer to 60, you have about half of your growth hormone production that you might have had when you were around the age of 20. So it drops off substantially as you age. And it really does regulate our natural ability to build lean muscle. We have growth hormone receptors all over the body. So we have them in the brain, we have them in the intestinal tract, we have them in the muscles and in the bone. And so this is very different therapy than what many people might have heard about, what bodybuilders use when they use synthetic growth hormone.
Right, yes.
Very different. So when we use synthetic growth hormone, we're producing what we call super physiological or above what your body could produce levels of growth hormone. You can get a lot of side effects with that once you quit taking it. Obviously can improve muscle mass substantially and decrease mobility, and there's lots of side effects. Very expensive to use that type of a therapy. Peptides are much less expensive, and what they do is they help your body's own natural production, but they never will go above what your body would have produced when you're 20. So we don't see these like super high levels. We're really just boosting you to where you would be if you were younger.
And wow.
Preparing well and holding muscle tissue.
Okay, so yeah. I turned 50 this year. So you're telling me if I went on the CJC 1295, I'd be like 25 again? Is that what you're saying?
So we can improve the growth hormone levels to what your body knows how to produce but hasn't been producing, hasn't been signaling. So the ability of the pituitary to produce that growth hormone is still there. It just doesn't get the signal so much as you age.
Right.
So we send the signal, and your body says, hey, here's the signal. I'm going to make my own natural production. So on that level, and because we're not going at a super physiological levels, we're just bringing back to what somebody would be producing when they'd be healthy, like a 20-year-old, 30-year-old level. That is really, a lot of the patients that will use this, clients that use this, notice changes in almost every system of the body. So cognitive benefits. I've used this in medical students. I use this myself in the morning. I actually took some of this morning, and brain function is definitely better. Deeper sleep at night, which for women is so important for hormone regulation.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. For men, too. That's when, if men aren't getting that deep delta wave restorative sleep, their testosterone levels will drop. And then when you're getting that deep sleep, you're repairing your tissues, your adrenal glands repair, your mitochondria repair. I mean, it's the ultimate hack to age slower is when you get that deep sleep. And it's not about sleeping longer. It's about efficiency. And that's what the peptides do. They will improve deep sleep efficiency. So
that's amazing.
On an Oura ring where we've tracked it in several patients who have Oura rings, but I've seen the deep sleep go from about 30 minutes on an Oura ring to 2 hours with these peptides.
Oh, I love that. I have to say, and you and I talked about this offline, mm-hmm. I've seen a tremendous improvement. Maybe you can touch on NAD plus and what that is after. But I started taking NAD plus, and just last night, so I had a full 7 hours of sleep and 1.5 hours of deep restorative sleep. So I was pretty happy. I have an Oura ring. I've had one for about 3 years. I love to track my heart rate variability. My HRV has gone up. My deep sleep has gone up. Mind you, I've also been adding in the cold water therapy, the showers. So, you know, it's probably a combination of all these things, but I'm like, oh my God, like 7 hours, I feel like I can go like the Energizer Bunny, like there's no tomorrow when I have that kind of deep sleep. So I love that these peptides not only help with weight loss, but they help with sleep because that's so important. Now, can you maybe tell me I have a couple of questions, but before we move off the weight loss, can you tell me exactly how 5-Amino-1-MQ works for weight loss? Because that's one, obviously, I'm really interested in.
Yeah. So that one really works on the mitochondria. So when we think about energy production in the cell, that's a really powerful one. But it will block this enzyme that's called NNMT.
Yes.
And there's a really long name for that, so we won't dive into that. But
okay.
It will help with the signaling, specifically in some of the white adipose fat, which for women, right, is what we store in our legs and our hips and our butt a lot of times, and that's the most stubborn fat to burn. And so 5-Amino-1-MQ really targets that specific tissue and will upregulate that production of NAD. So a really critical piece to understand when weight loss is the goal is, where does our body burn fatty acids? So from our fat tissue, we have a bunch of fatty acids stored in that white adipose tissue. Where does it burn it? That happens in the mitochondria.
Right.
So add in poor mitochondrial function, add in, that's a perfect recipe for inability to burn fat.
Okay. I love that.
So 5-amino-1-OQ is really, really powerful. An increase in that NAD, or nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, there's a lot of buzz about NAD now.
Mm-hmm.
But when we increase NAD, it can improve cellular metabolism. It can help with burning those fatty acids in the mitochondria, because NAD got burned with mitochondria. So that's where all of the mitochondrial therapies, not only do they really help patients with chronic pain and chronic fatigue. I've seen, a lot of my fibromyalgia patients, chronic pain, will benefit from something like mitochondrial support, something like 5-amino-1-OQ, CoQ10, a lot of our other nutrients, or NAD. But even for women who are looking to improve their natural energy production, looking at how can we help your mitochondria is going to be golden, especially for fat loss goals.
Okay, you heard it, everyone. So NAD is not a peptide, but it is, can you explain? Now that's a different, it's different from peptides.
It is. NAD is not a peptide, technically. It is something that our body produces, though. So if you think about when we're using peptides, we're improving something that your body already makes. We're doing the same thing with NAD. We're improving with 5-amino-1-OQ, peptide, which is a capsule, we're improving the amount of the NAD that's already in your body. We're essentially keeping it around longer and making it more effective. So
right.
What NAD is, it's a universal molecule. It's present in all of your cells because every cell has mitochondria. And so it's a coenzyme, which means it's needed to produce energy. You need it to make ATP. So by improving that level, if we're depleted in what we call coenzymes in the body, and this happens in a lot of places where women need B vitamins to help with adrenal function, to make neurotransmitters, to help with mood, if we're depleted in what we call our coenzymes, we're getting nowhere. We can't actually make energy or protect that tissue. So NAD will help the mitochondria in the energy production process, which can help with a lot of my athletes that we have on NAD, either subcutaneous injections or IVs or patches or some form of NAD, many times after they've been taking it, they will report, my endurance is better, I can power through things better when I'm in an intense workout, I just feel more stamina and energy, and that's because we're helping your cells to produce energy at the mitochondrial level. Which is powerful and protective against a lot of chronic illness as well when we think about mitochondrial dysfunction leading to cognitive decline and, decreased muscle mass and all sorts of aging issues.
Okay, so since you started talking about patches and injections, so peptides, how do you take them? It's different depending on the peptide, correct?
Correct, yeah. So there's lots of different forms. We have, many of them are injectable, and so that's a conversation to have with many clients. Are you comfortable injecting yourself? If not, there's other options, like we do have capsule forms of several of the peptides. The VPC comes in a capsule form, the 5-amino-1-OQ comes in a capsule form, but we also have, along with injections, we have capsules, and then we have intranasal peptides.
Mm.
So those are generally very specific for brain function, or sometimes we'll use them in chronic illness patients. For example, there's a peptide that's intranasal called vasointestinal peptide, often depleted in low levels in patients with mold toxicity. So that's a phenomenal one to use intranasal. We can do intranasal NAD as well, intranasal glutathione, and those are not peptides, but those are healing, powerful molecules in the body. But yeah, there's lots of different ways. There are some creams, For example, GHKCU, it will come in a foam that can be used on the hair. It will come in a cream that can be used on the face for collagen synthesis or hair regrowth. That one also comes in an injectable form, so you can get a systemic benefit there with the injectable form. So there's all sorts of different ways that they can be administered in multiple, just usually one peptide will come in multiple forms.
Right, right. Okay, now I definitely want to touch on this because I have read a little bit about how there's research. We talked a little about autoimmune disease, and we talked about how peptides can really help certain things relating to autoimmune disease, which is often the gut dysfunction. And it can go in and it can kind of repair the gut. Now, what about other diseases? Because I've also read about a connection to finding peptides for lymphoma and other diseases. Like, there's so much opportunity with peptides, isn't there?
There's really, when you look at what peptides do, they help the cell to function appropriately. And then you look at the common tie between many of these chronic illnesses, it's when one cell goes awry, because signaling appropriately, it's not making energy appropriately, and then it impacts the cells around it.
Mm-hmm.
Peptides address such a root cause in terms of correcting the cell signaling. And for that reason, we don't even know, all of the uses of specific peptides. We know that things like thymosin alpha 1 are indicated oftentimes in any sort of immune dysregulation, autoimmunity, people with a lot of multiple chemical sensitivities, food sensitivities, allergies. We know that there's an underlying component of immune dysregulation. Even in cancer, there is actually immune dysregulation. So there's misfiring of those immune cells that's happening. So many of these conditions have a similar root cause where the cell quits working. Peptides address that.
I would imagine, too, that this can also be used, this therapy, peptide therapy, for brain health and, early onset dementia and things like that. Have there been studies on that?
There is. I have gobs of research in Google Drives about each specific peptide, but there is a peptide called Dihexa, and it's actually in Dr. Seuss's book. It's been used in patients with stroke or TBI or any sort of neurological issues that can actually help with repairing or supporting the signaling of that tissue, of that nervous tissue. And that is powerful and life-changing. Dihexa is it's an expensive peptide, but there are some awesome case studies about how that's worked, and there is research on that one as well.
I love that. Wow. Okay, on that note, Dr. Amber, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, so for anybody listening, if they are intrigued about one of the things that we talked about, and like, where can I find out more about this, there's a lot of places. If you're a practitioner, there are some places to get trained. I got trained through A4M, which is the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine.
Yeah.
And there's also a doctor organization called the IPS, the International Peptide Society, which is a yearly membership and has monographs and dosing protocols and a wealth of information about peptide therapy. Only available to doctors, however.
Amazing. So where can we find you, Dr. Amber? Because I know that you can treat your patients in Canada, in the U.S., and what about elsewhere?
Yeah, so I've worked with quite a few patients in utilizing these therapies, and sometimes people will just reach out. They've already, they have peptides and they have questions about how to use them. And so we'll have a consult, or if you're brand new to it and you're like, I have no idea where to start, you can definitely reach out to me. I do offer peptide therapy specific consults where we look at your health goals, challenges, any diagnoses, medication, supplements, what you're currently taking, and then talk through a protocol and teach you how to do that. And all of the beautiful things, all of it can be done pretty much from home. This isn't something that you have to go into a doctor's office to get an injection every week. It's really, I like putting medicine in the hands of my patients so that they can care for themselves. So, yeah, so you can find me in a couple places. Dr. Amber ND, D-O-C-T-O-R, Amber ND is where I am on Instagram. You can also find me at my website, which is dramberamberndd.com. Or there is a free peptide playbook PDF that I have, which really walks more into depth on all of the peptides, what they do, just a brief overview. Nothing like Dr. Seed's book, but it will talk in depth. It'll give you an overview of what some of these peptides that we mentioned in this podcast are, and that's at peptideplaybook.com. So you can go there and download that free PDF.
That's great. And one more thing I do want to mention to my listeners. Please don't go and Google peptides, any of the ones that we talked about, and buy them off the internet somewhere. Because I have heard some horror stories. You want to get your peptides from a reputable source. And this is why you want to contact a doctor like Dr. Amber, who is specially trained in this. And she, her sourcing is good quality sourcing.
So important. Thank you for having that in, because there is a black market, and anytime, you know, you and I, Sandy, we're really pay attention to what we put in our mouth, our diet, our supplements, and so it's no different when you're looking at injecting or adding in a peptide therapy. You really want it to be high quality, especially if you're injecting it. So.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Especially if you've already got issues and you're trying to fix your issues, you don't need to add more to the mix. So,
exactly. There are some stories that have gone south from people trying to do it on their own.
So, yes.
Yeah, it's really good to look at the practitioner.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Amber. I love this conversation, and I really look forward to hearing more wonderful things from you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it, Sandy.
Thank you. Have a good week. Join me next week where I cover off more exciting topics. I hope to continue to engage you and excite you and show you that living in your 40s, 50s, and beyond can be exciting, balanced, and healthful. Bye for now.